95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. Didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, Mama, what do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me. One chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down. Now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mom, and I left that rickety shack. The welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do. But if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Oh, and I guess you did.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WSCM website at stcroix.country. Your news just for the Baldwin area. I'm James Kelly with WSCM News.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice. High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high, lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high, lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer-songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass, it was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're going to play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met, it's real good at the banjo, he's going to go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of like you come up in the holler and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels. Mm-hmm. And daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right. Up next, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains. So also, I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain.
Up this morning
I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because
there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio has never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
You work on earth. love for the Father and the Son.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
I'd sell my soul just to see your face. And I'd break my bones just to heal your pain. In these times I need a saving grace. But time is running out and I'm starting to lose my faith. But if I told you I loved you, would it make you wanna stay? I'm sorry for the way I hurt you and making you walk away. And if I wrote you a love song and sang it to you every day, would it ever be enough to make you wanna come back home and stay?
Two wars, been married and divorced. What brings you to Ohio? He said, damn if I know. We talked an hour or two about every girl we knew, what all we put them through, like two old boys will do. We pondered life and death. He lit a cigarette, said these damn things will kill me. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. Last call is 2 a.m. I said goodbye to him. I never talked to him again. Then one sunny day, I saw the old man's face, front page obituary. He was a millionaire. He left his fortune to some guy he barely knew. His kids were mad as hell, but me, I'm doing well. And I drop by today to just say thanks and pray. I left a six pack right there on his grave. And I said, God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy. God is great, beer is good, and people are crazy.
Northwest Wisconsin's country legends, St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son, one day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me. When I got to Oklahoma, I was 17. My papa taught me how to work, and Lord, he was mean. Working all day in that August heat, and he taught me how to fish. My uncle taught me how to drink. Well, I went to California, and I had me a band. And we played in all the bars in all the southern lands. We played all night, and we drank for free, all of my boys and me. Out on the floor, you're sober by 24. Well, I had a girl love me the whole damn time, and I drink my whiskey and she drink wine. Soon my bottle was too much to company. Yeah, we'd sit on the river and we'd fish all day. And we'd drive across the country, let the radio play. 7 damn years, I never thought she'd leave. Now I'm 23 and there ain't nobody.
24. Simple as my mama said when I was very young. She told me not to worry, son. One day you'll be someone. But here I am at 21, as loaded as a stagecoach shotgun. I'm sorry, mama, please don't look at me.
St. Croix Country, 95.7 FM.
Kiss me, all the pretty girls said. All the chefs said, can you better slow down? All the preachers said, it's a devil's playground. Kiss me, all the pretty girls said.
Rejoice. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond is not just about great coffee, it's a culinary adventure. Start your day right with an aromatic brew and explore beyond the cup. There's so many fresh-to-order delights too, from creamy avocado toast to mouth-watering sandwiches, non-pizzas, and wraps that redefine deliciousness. Make your coffee break a feast at Dunn Brothers Coffee, where exceptional coffee meets culinary perfection. Dunn Brothers Coffee in New Richmond. Sip, savor, and delight in every bite.
Need help finding the perfect window shades for your house? Valley View Window Treatments has the answer. Visit their new Richmond location and see the selection of drapes, blinds, and shades that will fit your home perfectly. Learn more about what Valley View Window Treatments can do for you at Elners.com.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and Stop Smoking Guaranteed. Early Bird Special, only $49.99. Stop Smoking Seminar, Monday, April 8th at the Best Western Plus New Richmond Inn and Suites in New Richmond at 8 p.m. Sign up at markpatrickseminars.com.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Hey, New Richmond, craving something tasty and healthy? Look no further than Simply Bowls. Dive into our mouth-watering sorbet bowls and refreshing smoothies, the perfect blend of delicious and nutritious. At Simply Bowls in New Richmond, we're on a mission to bring your family the best in healthy indulgence. Our menu is a symphony of flavors designed to keep you active and energized. Swing by Simply Bowls today, where good food and health go hand in hand. Simply Bowls, because living an active life never tasted this good. Learn more at simplybowlsnr.com.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I, of course, know
You've
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top, so which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne Brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
Wish that I was on a rocky top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on rocky top, ain't no telephone bills. Once I had a man on a rocky top, half bear, the other half cat. Wild as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, but I still dream about that. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Once two strangers blind old Rocky Top, looking for a moonshine still. Strangers ain't come down from Rocky Top, I reckon they never will. Corn won't grow at all on Rocky Top, the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. In a pen. All I know is it's a pity life can't be simple again. Rocky Top, you'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top, Tennessee. Rocky Top,
All right, well, we have been covering a lot of traditional songs on this show, or traditional artists, I should say. The next one is a song that I really love, Coulter Wall. I'm a huge fan of Coulter Wall. Part of the reason why I love Coulter Wall so much is because he's from Canada, and, you know, shout out to Canadian country, because, frankly, there's a ton of really great Canadian country artists that are out right now with a real throwback sound, Coulter Wall being one of them. But he's from Saskatchewan, which I found out how to pronounce Saskatchewan, driving through the middle of Canada for 100 hours in a row and listening to the radio. And I grew up in the Northern Plains in South Dakota. And so I always felt, you know, Texas has a strong repping in country music, but not a lot of Northern Plains songs in country. And I've always felt like that was missing. Colter Wall's from Canada, but where he's from and where I'm from look very similar. And I think that a lot of his songs, they're a little bit of the more old cowboy song, but it's a little bit more ranching cowboy, Montana, Great Plains. I know he's done some collaboration with Tyler Childers on Appalachian songs, but I just love his music. Is Colter Wall somebody that you listen to?
Yeah, the first album I think that he put out, the first one I heard of was Imaginary Appalachia. Honestly, that's my favorite song of his. Probably not a coincidence with what he was going for there in terms of style, singing songs in the style of where I'm from. That voice is undeniable. Canada, Saskatchewan, Namibia, it don't matter. If you've got that deep of a voice, but that smooth, you can sing country music.
Yeah. I absolutely agree. All right, the next song we're going to play is Rocky Mountain Rangers by Colter Wall.
Unfit was I for the Scarlet Bounties, Stanley to Townies, drunkard down and loudies. I know some boys that I once called family, mounted high in the year of 85. Major Stewart went down and he left his cows back in Fort McLeod when the news circled round that the Métis had enough and there's rustlers on the prowl and send a boy and needs his boys to straighten her out. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there's none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year 85. Cypress Hills, we drank up our fill and the hour was still when a Winchester shot like the ringing of a bell. Some boys at Gable Dumont's are shooting us to hell, so let's raise up your six gun lest we be undone. Make some fur slack them reins, let your ponies run, run. How I survived I may never understand, son. Woolly times in the year of 85. Rocky Mountain Rangers riding o'er the plains, serve all the western cavalry, there none any stranger. Rocky Mountain Rangers well equipped for danger, mounted high in the year of 85, disbanded in the year of 85.
All right, we got another song here now. When I was thinking about mountain songs or country songs about mountains, one of the first ones that came to me was a song called Mountain Song by Flatland Cavalry. The lead singer is Clito Cordero. That's a band I'm sure you're familiar with, Drew.
Vaguely. They're on the perimeters of my listenership. I need to dive more into them. I enjoy the song when you sent it. I have to ask, and I don't know if this is offensive or not, but Clito Cordero, is that a Hispanic name?
Yeah.
Is Clito Hispanic for Cletus? Because that's amazing. That is so awesome.
It. Hey, man, country's universal.
Exactly.
I'm not sure. I do know that Clito's from Texas, and I do know that his sound, I think, is a very authentic sound. And Flatland Cavalry has a cover that you can find online pretty easily of Whiskey Lullaby, where he's singing with his partner, Caitlin Butts. And I think it's one of the best covers of Whiskey Lullaby that I've ever heard. But I personally love the name Flatland Cavalry because, you know, I grew up on the plains and the best representation we get is from Texas, which is, I think, no coincidence that they're from Texas. But it's funny to me that the band is called Flatland Cavalry and the song is Mountain Song. So maybe there's a connection there that, like, if he was growing up or living in the mountains, you know, it'd be like fish in the water. But like me coming from the flatlands, it really was kind of amazing to see the mountains for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, even coming from the mountains, and, you know, I loathe to admit this, but the first time I saw the Rockies, like, I think I stopped breathing for a few seconds. You know, and I say I'm loathe to admit it because we have some weird, like, regional rivalry, as if it's a rivalry.
It's not a rivalry.
Yeah, that's like a Division II basketball team being like, man, I got to admit, the Lakers are pretty good.
Yeah, and, you know, this song's a little bit more folky, a little bit more Americana. But I do feel like, to me, it's legitimate country in the sense that it's coming from a clear connection to, you know, what's been done in the past. But there's, you know, some new takes on it.
Well, it's kind of like Sturgill Simpson's great quote. If you're from Texas, it's probably true for you, too. It's probably true for Cleto. Sturgill somewhat infamously said, every time I open my mouth to sing, it's country music. I can't help it, even if I don't want it to be.
Absolutely. Well, here is Mountain Song by Flatland Calvary.
One, two, three. Mountain, mountain, it's good to see your face. Mighty wander high above the plains. Mountain, mountain, could I take your place? River, river, take me away. Wash me clean, keep my sins at bay. River, river, take me away. Pinyon perfume blowing in the wind. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. Pray to God I see your face again. Pray to God I see your face again. Stars up sky, celestial angels teach me how to fly. Stars up burning, would you take me on high, take me on high. Of the night, embers burning, shed new light. Bottle Blanton's got me feeling right. Mountain, mountain, keep me company tonight. Pinyon perfume blowing in. Time ain't a thing here, luck is my best friend. Carrying with me everything I own and who I am. Pray to God I see your face again. Pray to God I see your face again. Thank you.
We still have a few songs ahead of us. These are classic songs about the Smoky Mountains, so you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. This is the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's theme is mountains, so we're talking about all of our favorite mountain songs in country music. Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Milsap is, I think, a song that maybe many people have forgotten, which is a perfect song for us here at the Forgotten Country Radio Show. Drew, talk a little bit about why you picked it.
Well, first of all, Ronnie Milsap's perfect for our theme is such a great country music artist, but isn't as prevalent when we're looking back as some of the people, and we've talked about this on the show before. You know, he wasn't as famous as Garth Brooks or even maybe as famous as Keith Whitley, who he did some songs with. I chose this song, you know, you were talking about the Midwest not getting a lot of shout outs. This is a song that is the reverse for me. It opens with him thumbing it back from L.A. to Knoxville, which I live in L.A. now, and I'm always homesick for East Tennessee. I have a home in Knoxville. So right out of the gate, I'm connecting with the shout-outs. It's a beautiful heartbreak song. It's about a woman that you can't find. She's lost out there in the Smoky Mountain rain. There's a reference to Gatlinburg. How many country music songs have a reference to Gatlinburg that's at all positive? If people don't know, Gatlinburg is where Dollywood is, and it's become a sort of a little bit of an eyesore there on the mountains. A beautiful part of East Tennessee, but then there's like all these pancake houses and putt-putt golf centers and go-kart areas. So there's not a lot of positive references to Gatlinburg anymore, but here is one. So it just reminds me of home, and it's a beautiful song.
All right. Here's Smoky Mountain Rain by Ronnie Milsap.
Thumb my way from L.A. back to Knoxville. I found out those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called to tell her. I've had a change of dreams, I'm coming home. But tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain rain, I'll keep on searching. I can't go on hurting. Down outside a cafe, he said that he was going as far as Gatlinburg. I climbed up in the cab, all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I've got to find her. Can you make these big wheels burn? For letting go, a woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes. Smoky Mountain rain.
Drew, when you hear Smoky Mountains, what do you think?
I think of Kyle.